live across the sunny coast.
Oh, I want to be out in the wild with all the other animals.
Ellie and Taz on 91.9 CFM.
Yeah, good afternoon, sunny coast. Not loving the fact that we've got the rain coming back to the coast, and I'm even more not loving the fact that my mate Taz Erickson is still not well. Hey, buddy.
Yeah, hello, Ellie. Yeah, it's all right. I get to do the show from my bedroom. So it's not all bad, all right? It's bad for you.
That's true.
But I'm super comfy. I don't know about you. This is comfortable. I've got Oreos next to me. I'm ready to go. Just before, great weather, by the way.
Thank you. Well done. I didn't have you in the studio just eyeballing me, you know, waiting for me to trip up.
Well, I know that, you know, the Sunny Coast comes to you for all their weather updates, and you think you know everything there is to know about weather?
Oh, I'm pretty much a meteorologist without ever having studied the craft.
Do you want to explain to the Sunny Coast what cloud seeding is?
Cloud seeding. I actually do know what cloud seeding is.
Oh, here we go, Sunny Coast. I regret asking already.
They do it in desert places to stimulate rainfall.
Boom.
And that's why, a few months ago, Dubai had this massive downpour and everywhere got flooded, and they put it down to maybe too much cloud seeding.
Too much cloud seeding. Well, there you go.
I spoke to you on the show about that, so thanks for listening when I talk.
Yeah. Well, Sunny Coast, you can switch off now because we've learned something, and you usually only learn one thing per show. We've got it out of the way nice and early. Enjoy your afternoons.
Do you know what? You say that, but up next on the show, I am going to teach you something about an item that is in your kitchen. And we're actually lucky because you're at home, Tassie. I'm going to send you to your kitchen. There's an item that I'm sure you're going to have in there that has a hidden feature that I was today years old when I found out about.
Okay, well, I'm a bachelor, so I don't have much in my kitchen at all. Hopefully it's McDonald's leftovers.
It's not, so we could be screwed.
It's Ellie and Taz for the drive home.
Tazla, you're homesick today, you poor old soul.
I know, I'm wrecked as well. You've made me walk about 5 metres from my bedroom to my kitchen. I'm poofed. I'm going to need a rest.
I know, mate. I know. I'm sorry to make you work for it, but trust me, you're going to like where I'm about to go with this. Now, the reason I've got you in the kitchen is because I stumbled across something today, and it's one of those things that I'm sure 90% of the population already knows, but I did not, and it blew my mind. It's about the cheese grater, the humble grater.
Okay, let me find it.
Have you got a cheese grater in your kitchen? Oh, okay. He's going through his kitchen drawers right now. This is good radio. Pots and pans banging is what everyone wants to listen to on their drive home. No, that's a measuring cup.
I got the cheese grater. I'm ready.
Okay. So see how the cheese grater has multiple sides?
Yeah.
Right.
You've got the ones. Hang on. I'll take you through the four sides that I've got, and I'm sure the Sunny Coast will know exactly what I'm talking about.
Okay.
You've got the side that everybody uses.
The cheese grating side.
Everybody knows that side.
Yep.
Then you've got the dots.
Yep.
Which no one has ever used in their life.
No.
Shut. Okay. I'm taking you through the sides. Okay. No one has ever used the dots.
Well, I have. So.
Then you've got slightly bigger dots. Equally as unuseful. And then you've got, like, for slicing cheese.
Okay, all right. Well, way to steal my thunder. The slicing cheese side, the big the big long slits down the skinny side of the grater is for slicing big old chunks of cheese. So if you're making a sandwich or something and you want a big old chunk of cheese, you get your block of cheese out and you run it down that bad boy and you've got a big old slice of cheese.
I don't know whether you could grate anything else on that side, though. I think that's exclusively a cheese.
Have you got a block of cheese? Because I want you to test it out. I want to see these slices.
Yeah, let me have a look.
Okay. And also, the one with the small dots, that's for grating garlic, okay? And you're silly if you didn't know that. Okay? Or like ginger or something.
It's for garlic. I buy my cheese shredded.
Oh, my God.
I'm one of those guys.
Sorry.
I know.
I'm going to have to interrupt. Sunny Coast. Taz, I've got Taz on FaceTime at the moment, so I can see. He's just opened his fridge. That is the saddest looking bachelor fridge I have ever seen.
No.
There's like two empty shelves.
Get distracted.
All that's on one entire shelf is a bottle of tomato sauce.
And it's empty. It's actually empty.
Okay, so you've got, I can see an orange in your fruit bowl and an apple. Can we try slicing them with the cheese grater?
Do you want to roast me about my fridge?
There's a pack of white sliced bread, a thing of tomato sauce, a thing of chili sauce, a thing of, is that Nando's Peronaise? and a thing of jam, and that's it. That is so sad.
Yeah, but in the crisper, I've got some lettuce, and I've got one tomato.
One singular tomato. So sad. All right, I want you to slice. Can you please go back to the cheese grater? I want to see if this works.
Okay, and I'm single, ladies. I'm single.
All right, well, you're a catch too with that fridge. Get the apple for me, please, from that fruit bowl and give it a slice. I want to see if this bad boy works.
Here we go, slicing.
Is this even good radio? Probably not. Oh.
God, this is how fingers go.
Oh. I'm not seeing a big old slice of apple.
Ooh, look at that.
Little thin slices of apple. Oh, you could dehydrate that bad boy.
Mm.
Okay, all right. Well, look, you've got an orange there too. You can try that. We've got to go to ads. We've got to get to Under the Pump Kids. But in the meantime, just grate away with whatever you've got. He's grating.
I don't have much in my kitchen. Why am I grating anything that's left at this point?
He's grating an orange with the slicer.
It does not grate.
That does not grate. No. All right, good on you, Tassie. Was this great radio? Probs not, but hey, at least we know that
No, it was. It literally was great radio.
Ellie and Taz on 91.9 CFM.
We are going across to the States for this next story. A video is going super viral on TikTok. It's been out 3 or 4 days. From the University of Southern California and interviewing their NFL team, the Trojans. Now, these guys that are on the team, they were born between sort of 2001 mm-hmm. and 2006. Mm-hmm. Let that sink in for a second.
Okay. And they're uni students.
Born in 2006. And these guys are in an NFL team. They're a lot bigger than us, Cheney. They were asked the question, what year does a person have to be born to be considered old?
And that's the question we want to ask the kids of the coast today, all right? So if you're a kid, well, in fact, 16 or under, 545-11919, what year do you think you have to be born to be considered old? Give us a call right now. We've got a $50 Coles Myer voucher up for grabs. But, yeah, this video, Taz.
Great.
Oh.
First kid through can be the definitive answer across the sunny coast, but this video is, it's humbling because yesterday you compared Benny, Big Boss Benny, to being old and you said, oh, he's probably born like 1976 or something.
Okay.
And you offended every 50 plus that listens to our show.
That was not the intention, okay? My intent was to only offend Big Boss Benny and no one else because, let's face it, being born in 76 does not make you old. No way. No way, Jose. Okay?
That's what she's saying on the air. Very different story to off the
okay,
air. But that's okay,
lies. but let's have a listen to what these UniSC of the States said in answer to this question.
Ooh, to be considered old, right now I'd probably say about 2003, 2002.
I'll say like 2000.
Old before 1987.
Probably 1995.
2004.
2004? That's not
2000. A lot of them, and the video keeps going. There's another minute or so they go through all the players, and they said anything in the 1900s.
Oh.
Like it's something in the past.
Oh.
Like we were around when the Titanic was launched, Shane.
No, this is not okay. All right, Taz, we've put the call out to do a study of our own. What do Sunny Coast kids think makes you old? A whole bunch of kids have called through. 12-year-old Luke, hello.
Hi.
Hi, Luke. What year do you think you have to be born to make you old?
Probably like 2010.
2010!
2010! Oh,
Sunny Coast. So, I mean, that's official. Sunny Coast, if you were born before 2010, you're officially old.
That actually makes me feel a lot better because our young receptionist, Danny, who's 20, nearly 21, always calls us old. But ha-ha, Luke thinks you're old too, Danny, then. we'll go down the line because we've had a whole bunch of people call through. Is that you, Taj, 11-year-old Taj? Hello?
No, it's me.
Oh, no, it's you. Hello, you. What's your name?
Charlie.
Charlie, and how old do you think someone has to be considered old? What year do you think they have to be born in?
1988.
We'll take that.
Oh, we'll take that. Thank you.
All right, thank you. And Jonty, is that you?
Yes.
How old? What year do you think you have to be born to be old?
I think about like
1897. Everyone listening, you are officially not old, according to
Jonty. Thank you, Jonty.
We'll take it.
Ellie and Taz on 91.9 CFM. On 91.9 CFM, it's Ellie and Taz's Kids Grand Prix. Thanks to Hyped, the ultimate kids venue. Hyped.com.au.
Let's go!
Only a few days to go, Tazzy, till I take on the kids of the coast in a game of Mario Kart.
I'm putting together the Avengers of Mario Kart. They're all going to be under 12, and we need to take Ellie down. I want kids of the sunny coast to call through, join Team Taz, and outrace Ellie at a game of Mario Kart.
Look, I want the best of the best too, Tazzy, because, you know, to be the best, you have to beat the best, as is famously said in the movie Bring It On. 12-year-old Luke has
Weren't they dancing in the rain?
Oh, yeah, they were at one point. 12-year-old Luke has been trying to get through all day. He joins us now. Hi, Luke.
Hi.
Now, you reckon you are pretty handy on the old MK?
Yep.
How good would you say you are? Have you got any accolades to your name?
I am the speedster of the kart.
The speedster of the kart?
Love it. We need the speedster of the kart on our side. Team Taz, Luke, we will see you this Friday at Hyped, my friend.
Yeah.
Who are you going to race as, Luke?
Probably Funky Kong.
Funky Kong. Ooh. Yeah. Funky Kong is Donkey's older brother.
We're going to have two of the Kongs against you because we've got a 9-year-old also racing as Donkey Kong as well.
We've got a real mix of characters at this point in time, Tazzy. So I like that. Luke, you got any trash talk for me? Any, you know, want to, you know, bring me down in any way?
All I can say is you're going down.
No, oh, you're going down, Luke. Bring it. I just got out of my chair. I just got really... I'm sorry. Woohoo!
It's all right. You'll be taller than Ellie. It's all right. I don't think you've got much of an opposition, mate. Bring it on, the speedster of the kart. We'll see you Friday.
See you Friday.
See you, buddy. Honestly, Taz, I'm concerned. This competition is bringing out the worst in me.
And the best of Sunny Coast kids. How good are we going? Team Taz is going to be scary.
Oh, there is one more spot to give away. So keep listening tomorrow, Kids of the Sunny Coast. If you want to play in our Kids Grand Prix, be listening out for when we tell you to call.
Ellie and Taz on 91.9 CFM.
Talking bougie camping this afternoon.
Yeah, glamping, as it's called. Doing camping, but with a budget. Not on a budget, off a budget.
Off a budget.
Completely off a budget.
Completely off a budget, yeah. I want to hear from people who, when you go camping, you take something a little bit extra with you, a little bit bougie, as they say, because a woman's gone viral on the TikTok for posting a video of her camping setup, and it is legitimately like a hotel. She's got a different tent for each room. She's got...
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yep. She's got like inflatable walls to put up around the outside of the tents. So like it extends their area a little bit. She's got portable wardrobes. She's got a TV.
Now, when you're saying she, do you mean Ellie from CFM?
I mean, if I were this committed to camping, yes, I would. Maybe not wardrobes. That's a bit excessive. I don't think I need to bring portable wardrobes with me. But I do like the fact she's brought herself a Dyson vacuum cleaner to vacuum out the tent
Sunny
in case
Coast.
It gets dirty.
545-11919. We've got a $50 Coles Myer voucher up our sleeves to give you. What is that bougie thing you're taking with you camping?
Yeah, if it can beat a Dyson, I'll be very impressed. So we want to know, what's that kind of extra thing that you take camping? Or bougie, as I like to call it. However, when Brad from Richardor called through and I said, have you got something bougie that you take camping? Brad, you said, what's bougie? Sorry, Brad. What's the extra thing that you take camping?
Oh, I usually take like my petrol generator so I can pump off like a fridge and all those other 12-volt sort of things. So one of the ones I took there the other week was a 12-volt Cryvacker.
A Cryvacker, so as in like a vacuum sealing stuff?
Yeah, like a vacuum sealing thing. So you know when you open your snags and all that, you get 24 snags, you don't need 24 or whatever, and then you don't want to chuck them back in the Esky where it's full of ice and water. So
of
yeah,
course.
Cryvacker back up and on your way.
Look, I was expecting to hate it, but the more I hear him talk about it and the passion for the Cryovacca, I'm actually like, you know what? I would be loving having Brad camp with me. That'd be great fun.
Extra snags all week long. Brad, you might be a genius, bud.
I'm onto something, eh?
Yeah, absolutely. And now you know what? Now you know what the word bougie means too. So
bougie.
Really, bougie. I like to take proper bedding with me when I go camping. Like none of this sleeping bag bizzo. I just get me my doona and a pillow.
No, I love sleeping in sleeping bags.
Nah, they smell.
As good, if not better than beds. I'm putting it out there.
What?
Super comfy.
So you would be happy to sleep in a sleeping bag in your own house?
I mean, it would be weird to do so, but yeah, I could totally do that.
Okay, each their own. No judgment here. 54511.
Well, it sounds like there's some judgment.
I mean, I'm judging you, but I won't judge the people who call, okay?
Okay, all right.
Okay, cool. Donna's in Mapleton. Now, Donna, you want to dob in a friend of yours who's a little bit of a bougie camper, is that right?
Well, I would say yes.
Okay, how so?
Well, he takes the generator and then takes the microwave.
Oh, I love it. Two-minute noodles are not 2 minutes over the fire, okay?
Well, that's true. That's true, Tassie. But you can boil two-minute noodles over a fire pretty quickly.
Fair.
You
know? Okay, well, what is this friend microwaving then?
Well, he takes a little Esky that plugs into the generator as well and does, like, ready meals and...
like muscle chef meals and stuff. That is great. Okay, have you been camping with him and have you borrowed the microwave?
I don't like microwaves. I don't even have one at home.
Oh.
But yes, I have been camping with him.
Okay, why don't you like microwaves?
Every single one that I have had has exploded on me.
Oh, jeez.
What?
Yeah, that's fair. That's fair. That'll be enough to put you off. Jeez.
Yeah.
All right.
What are you microwaving, Donna?
Leftover meals and that sort of thing. And yeah, they just start sparking. And yeah, I just don't agree with microwaves. So I haven't had one for probably 2 years now.
That is crazy.
If you've got leftovers, you just put them in a thing and stick them in a saucepan and heat them up.
There you go.
Yep.
Cooking
school.
Tips with Donna. Love it, sister. Thanks so much for your call.
That's okay.
Ellie and Taz on 91.9 CFM.
Tazzy, I'm taking you over to Paris, as I have done many times in the last week and a half. You sick of it yet?
You're obsessed with France at the moment. I don't know what's going on over there, but you're waking up early. You're watching these France stuff. I don't know what's going on with you. I've never seen it before.
I put in a good hour and a half of viewing this morning. Got up extra early this morning. Watched like the full women's 5K. it's obsessive.
That's crazy.
But one of my favourite stories to have come out of Paris has been the French pole vaulter. He went viral a few days ago. If you haven't heard about him, his name is Anthony Amrati from France. And he was in the men's pole vault and he tried to clear 5.7 metres. Very high, very difficult pole to vault. And
I have seen this. I've seen this video, and I think most of the world has seen this video now. I mean, continue, but I would love to be this man.
How,
he is going to be stoked.
How would you describe what happens to him on his way down? Taz, I'll let you do the honours.
Okay, so he competes in the pole vault.
Correct.
But he didn't end up vaulting his pole.
Okay.
Let's put it that way. He jumped up, and then as he was going over the bar... his member got caught on the bar instead.
Yep.
That was the only thing of him that made him fail that jump.
I know. So, so sad for him. He was distraught. He got knocked out. His final chance at the Olympics, and it was thwarted by the package that he carried with him.
Think of the people that had to, you know, erect the bar and then...
come on.
Anyway. Sorry.
Come on. You're better than that, Taz. But the story has developed in the past few hours. It's now come out that this man, Anthony Amrati, has been offered $250,000 from an adult website, Cam Soda, to get out his thingo.
Wow.
On a webcam for 60 minutes. So the vice president of Cam Soda has said, as a lover of crutch-centric activities, I'd love to offer you... up to 250 grand in exchange for a 60-minute webcam show where you show off your goods, minus the crossbar, of course.
Okay, a couple of questions. Yep. What was the term that he used?
He's
crotch-centric.
A lover of crotch-centric activities, yes.
I think we all are, aren't we? And an hour. What's he doing for 60 minutes?
That's what I thought. That's like, I mean, it's a good rate of pay, 250 Gs an hour. I'm not going to turn my nose up at that. But you're right. What's he going to whip out the wristwatch and the helicopter and stuff?
After the first 5 minutes, I don't think he's got much more to show, if that makes sense. Like, he's done everything he can at that point.
Would you do it, Tazzy, if you were offered $250,000?
I can't believe. Oh, 100%. I'd do it for like 20 bucks. I think, imagine Cam Soda reaching out and being like, hey, we'll set up that bar again, but you have to do it in the nude. Then I would watch that video.
Well,
I would watch that.
I did consider we try and do it as a radio stunt, but then I thought that's probably breaking
Excuse
a
me?
Few laws.
What did you... No. As a fan of crotch-centric activities, what did you want to do as the radio stunt?
I thought we could get like a listener in here to try and knock something over with it or something. In private, like we wouldn't film it or anything. Yeah.
Oh, no, well, not... It'll be on your phone, you sicko.
Okay, all right. That's why I didn't bring it to you in the pre-show meeting, okay?
That's it for Ellie and Taz today. If you missed anything, download their podcasts. Search Ellie and Taz in your podcast app. 91.9 CFM.